10% drunk tourists stumbling around Fisherman's Wharf. Hey guys, I was just talking to my friend Sally, who started doing stand-up comedy at the same time I did in San Francisco back in the mid-90s. I said, give me some rare and interesting stuff, because my readers aren't a bunch of dummies. As a San Francisco native, I knew she could help me out. She told me, well, how about this? San Francisco is 350 miles from Los Angeles, which is just far enough to avoid the cloud of phoniness, desperation, and bad coffee. Okay. That one stung a little. What else? She said San Francisco is the second most densely populated city in the country after New York City. And San Francisco, she said, is made up of 90% cab drivers and 10% drunk tourists stumbling around Fisherman's Wharf. Nice. This is good stuff, I said, taking notes. The city was founded in June of 1776 when some Spanish dudes built a fort at the Golden Gate and named it after St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis the Sissy? No, dummy, St. Francis de Assisi. He was born Giovanni de Pietro de Bernardone, but his nickname was Francesco, and his friends called him Frank. Among his accomplishments, he created the Order of the Friars, which was an early fast food chain in the 1700s, serving only French fries. Sally said he soon gave up on the French fry business and took a vow of poverty. He received the stigmata in 1224. That's when a person's hands and feet show the wounds that Jesus had on his hands and feet from being on the cross. Comedians sometimes suffer something similar called the comedy stigmata, which is when you feel the wounds of previous bombings. She said, did you know that three-quarters of the city was leveled in the earthquake and fire of 1906? And they are still rebuilding Daly City. This is interesting, she said. The Chinese fortune cookie was invented in San Francisco. I didn't know that, I told her. I told her I remember a fortune that I read recently. It said, he who bowls a 300 game talks about it for the next 2 years. Funny, she said, without smiling or looking up. Here's one, she said. Lombard Street gets all the press, but Filbert Street is actually steeper with a 31.5 degrees incline. She said she used to live there. Her address was 312. Whoa! Then she said that contrary to popular opinion, Mark Twain never said, the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. What he did say was, the coldest winter I ever spent was the Christmas I told my wife she looked fat in those jeans. Nice, this is good stuff, Sally. Keep it coming. Oh, here's a good one. The Beatles' last full concert was at Candlestick Park in August of 1966. There was a lot of controversy. Despite a winning season, John Lennon said at that concert that the Beatles were, quote, bigger than the San Francisco Giants. Now this you'll believe, she said. San Francisco has a long line of eccentrics. I know. Yeah, you know. You know, but you don't know this. In 1859, Joshua Abraham Norton named himself as Emperor of San Francisco. His first decree was to outlaw reasonably priced parking spaces. All right, here's a weird one, she said. Did you know that the Navy originally planned to paint the Golden Gate Bridge in black and yellow stripes? It just doesn't have the same ring when you say Bumblebee Gate Bridge. Wow, that's a good one, I told her. Anything else? Here's a weird one, she said. San Francisco had the country's first ugly law, where ugly people were not supposed to show their faces out on the street. Oh, that's cruel, I said. My cousin Ernie, he'd never be able to go outside. He's so ugly, I told her. When we were kids, we used him as the hockey goal. Not nice, Sally said. What do you mean that's mean? He was actually pretty good at being a hockey goal.